to Power Conversations podcast by What's Your Superpower TV. This podcast features conversations of overcoming by faith and pushing through to fulfill a purpose-driven life. This podcast is hosted by CEO and best-selling author Nadia Francois. Welcome to the broadcast. Hey everyone, welcome to Power Conversations podcast. I am your host, Nadia Francois, and today we have an amazing guest, Miss Janet White, joining us. How are you, Queen?
Good. Thank you so much, Nadia, for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to have you here with us. Why don't you tell us where you're from and who you are?
All right. Well, I actually live in Florida right now, and I grew up in Florida. So was born in Ohio, but love the hot sun and the warm temperature. So I'm down here now. I'm a registered nurse and a certified coach now, and have really kind of a unique story, probably a lot of overcoming to to share.
Okay. Awesome. Well, let's hop right on in there since you are ready to get this story of overcoming out. Of course, you know, that is the theme of Power Conversations podcast, telling our testaments of overcoming through faith and resilience, pushing through into our purpose. And so you can go right ahead and lead on in.
Yeah, you know, there's my story is kind of like a lot of other people. I married young and I ended up in a really bad relationship, and I was kind of like the frog in the pot. And, you know, I really, really wanted to make that marriage work. And I ended up suffering through 25 years of a very toxic, abusive relationship. Mm. And when I finally got out, it was really only 13, 14 years ago, I realized who I am and what was happening. And I realized how I had been kind of almost brainwashed. You know, at 19 years old, you get in this relationship and you think this is normal, and all the negative, constant verbal, and then the threat of physical that would occasionally happen. It was just, I was beat down, and I just could hear, you know, and pretty soon his voice became my voice in my own head. And I would hear, you know, you're stupid, you're fat, you're ugly, you're never going to make anything out of yourself. And so throughout the years, I started trying to better myself, and I went back to school and I got my nursing degree, and then I continued on to get my master's, and, you know, meanwhile, raising my child and trying to keep the peace, all that. So I started realizing that, you know, as things got more and more, I was progressing in my career, that, you know, maybe something's not adding up here, you know, that maybe I'm not as stupid as he says I am. When I finally, the icing on the cake, or the breaking of the straw, whatever, however you want to phrase it, was actually, you know, a gun to my head. Sometimes it takes something really horrible. So got out. My daughter was out of the house already as an adult. And so I got out, and I tell you, it was the best decision I ever made. And since then, I feel like I have pushed and pushed and pushed to find my own. Mm-hmm. And I had a bout of cancer. I got hooked on alcohol, and, you know, and then I got off of alcohol, and I'm over three years sober. And I tell you, I think it's just been a progressive journey into myself. And now what I get to do, I'm so passionate about what I get to do now, is share my story. I just finished my book, and it's going to be published probably mid-July. And so I'm excited. It's called My Bliss Beyond the Buzz. But what I do now is coach other women who are struggling. You know what happens is we put ourselves last.
Yes, every time.
We take care of our kids. We take care of our husbands. We put up with jobs that we don't like. We take care of our aging parents. We do everything. And then guess what? I'm pushing 60, and I'm like, this is my one life.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? And so I want to help women. I want to, especially women. I just want to help people who want to get off the alcohol, who want to, you know, have better self-esteem. That's what I'm passionate about, being healthier and taking care of yourself and living your best life, whatever that looks like for you. So
let's talk about how you overcame. First off, that relationship. So I know you said you got out. How exactly did you get out?
Well, I tell you, it was a, you know, it took a long time to find. I had made multiple attempts to leave. And I'm sure anybody who's been in that kind of relationship can understand that cycle.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it's almost embarrassing to say that I stayed that long. Looking back, I can't believe I lived like that for so long. But, you know, you just become, like I said, beat down and convinced that, you know, that's, it's your fault. Everything was my fault. Yeah. And so I think after each attempt, you know, and things would get better for a while and then go right back, you know, I think it was probably after my daughter left the house that I was like, you know what, I can't keep doing this. And as I kept moving kind of forward in my career and surrounding myself, I actually opened up a little bit and shared a little bit of my story with some people around me. Cause you know, you don't do that. You right. don't tell anything. You got to keep it in. So nobody knows how bad things really are.
Right.
I think, you know, and that's one of the problems that we're afraid to share our story.
Yeah.
And because we, you know, we don't want to look bad and we don't want to be embarrassed and we don't want to be, you know, but how else are we going to help people unless we share our story?
Exactly.
So I started realizing this is people, everybody's not living like this. This is not normal. This is really bad. And I had, like I said, the frog in the pot had gotten kind of used to the abuse, if you will.
Yeah.
And so when that final straw came, I started standing up for myself more and more. And of course, you know, when the abuser's going to escalate, right? Because, you know, hey, he's got to have control.
Right.
I mean, you know, the story is long and drawn out because we had been through many, 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 many things, obviously, and counseling and, you know, in and out of all kinds of issues, trying to make things work. But at the end of the day, you got to take care of yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so when I just at that final straw, I left and I just, you know, went and started surrounding myself with a group of people. I called them my inner circle. And at that point, I actually had to listen to what they were saying because I couldn't believe my own voice in my head. And that's a pretty scary place to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down to the courthouse and I got a restraining order. He's violated it so many times. It's not even funny. But, you know, at the end of the day, you just have to do what you have to do to protect yourself.
You do. You do. And that's a reason I asked you that, because, you know, it's so many women and men that suffer from domestic abuse and a lot of them don't know how to get out. As you stated, you know, you may leave for a little while, go right back. You know, then it changes for a little while and you're like, okay. And then it goes back to, you know, the abuse state or gets worse or, you know, and so I just wanted you to just give a little insight on how you actually left and didn't go back. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
So really having that support system seemed like it helped you more, being able to be out and, like you say, notice that this isn't normal. People aren't going through this. People aren't fighting for their life in their own house. And so, yeah. All right.
And, you know, I think, you know, I did everything when I left because I really wanted to heal from this. I went to a divorce care class at the church. I started reading all the self-help books I could read. I went to therapy. You know, at the end of the day, it's a tough thing to do. And it takes a village. It takes everybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it takes, as you stated, all of those elements because you were literally brainwashed. You were, you know, and so to turn that around, it really takes all of those acts. So, yeah, thank you for explaining that. So since you have overcome and are empowering other women specifically to, you know, just put themselves first and love themselves and, you know, not accept anything less. That's to be applauded. And I'm sure on your job as a nurse, you are able to share that with some people that you probably would normally have come in contact with.
Yeah, right now I'm doing full-time coaching, and I'm helping people, you know, who want to make changes in their lives. You know, maybe they're stuck in the patterns, in the cycles, mm-hmm. or they have some of my clients are, you know, overweight, drinking too much, just doing things to medicate because of their self-esteem, and they feel so bad about about themselves. And, you know, I think if there's anything I could give, I wish I could bottle it up and give it, is, you know, that self-acceptance. And finally, I'm at the point in my life through all the journeys that I've been through to where I can say, you know what, I'm okay just the way I am. I'm imperfect. I'm flawed. If you see my little podcast thing that I do, I'm sure I'm going to stutter and whatever, but you know, at the end of the day, I'm just me. And I think people can relate to that because yeah. I'm not a polished, you know, a person who is made up, and this is real. And yeah. we all have a story to share. So I think this Powerful Connections is such a great opportunity because everybody has a story, yeah. all of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just one quick question before we move forward. Did the drinking start after you got out of the relationship, or was it kind of like spiraled over?
Well, you know, for the most part, I didn't drink in the relationship. I drank some, but you know, I think I had to be in control. You know, you're scared. You can't let your guard down. You know, what yeah. if you say the wrong thing or, you know, escalate things. So I think the alcohol was definitely a comfort measure when I left. It was a bottle of wine, you know, have mm-hmm. a few glasses, just, and then just trying to numb that feeling. Yeah. And then as the years went, you know, I never had a rock bottom or got a yeah. DUI or did anything crazy, but I knew actually my grandbaby came. I have my first grandbaby came, and I was like, you know what? I need to take better care of myself. I want to live. I want to have energy for this baby. And I think that's when I realized, you know, how I was working a stressful job. I was, you know, trying all these things and just going home and drinking a glass of wine just to numb out. And I realized, you know, I need to put myself first. I need to stop, you know, using alcohol to medicate. I need to lose some weight and exercise and sleep good and feel better and be there for my babies. So I made huge life changes. I lost 50 pounds. I quit drinking. I did, you know, things that I needed to do to take care of myself. And that's what I want to do is say, no matter how old you are, I was 50 years old before I ever even went into the gym. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, you know, there's, it's not too late. If you're breathing, you still got a chance.
Absolutely. That is the truth right there. So good. I am so happy to hear that grandbaby sparked something wow. in you to make some major life transitions. That was amazing. That's amazing. So let's move over to our power questions of the day, right. where we ask you a few icebreaker questions just to get to know you a little bit better. Let's see. Our first one. What is the best advice that you received from your mother?
Ooh, that's a good one. I guess the best advice I got from my mom was that I could do anything I wanted. She always believed in me. She always had that. She was my biggest fan, you know, yeah. and it didn't matter what I chose to do. If she was standing right there beside me. And, you know, through some hard times and, you know, I had to respect my decisions, even if they were wrong sometimes and be such a big support. So I think, you know, after my mom died, that was another spark that, you know, it was shortly after then that I left, you know, so I think it was like, wow, you know, so yeah, I think that was it.
Okay. Love it. Now, what needs to happen for you to put courage over comfort?
Courage over comfort. Well, I tell you, I have really started trying to break out of my comfort zone, because my comfort zone is not necessarily the best way to live. And it's easy to get stuck in a rut. So I think having the courage to go against the grain and to do things, you know, I think alcohol is a big example of that. I think when you know, everybody drinks, and, you know, that's okay. I'm not saying everybody shouldn't drink, but I think that having the, you know, being willing to step out of your comfort zone and to have the courage to go against society where, you know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, everybody's drinking, how do you socialize, you know, what's wrong with you? And so I say, you just have to do it. You just have to step out of that comfort zone and the courage will come. Even if it's not right there, you'll grow into it.
Absolutely. That's a good answer. And what decisions are you grateful, or at least just one, I put an S on it, but what decision are you grateful you didn't make?
Wow. I guess, you know, probably the number one decision would be that I didn't stay in that relationship, you know, and I think sometimes we think that when we've stayed in doing something so long that we can't change, you know, whether it's a toxic relationship, whether it's alcohol, whether it's a food choices, whatever it is. Especially as we age, we start thinking, well, I'm too old. I can't, you know, what am I going to, you know, I can't change. But that decision was probably what precipitated all the other decisions. Yeah. And so I think that was probably not staying in that and tolerating that abuse.
Okay. And finally, what is your secret success strategy?
Well, I think for me, it is just, you know, like the Nike slogan, just do it. So I guess the thing is that even when I'm afraid or I'm outside of my comfort zone, just like I stepped out and I couldn't even listen to my own, you know, you need to stay, you need to this, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it was listening to others outside of me and just trusting that, you know, God's got me, that the universe is going to, you know, God's going to take care of me. And I think that's the whole premise of everything, is that even if you don't see the way, if you don't see how it's going to happen, how I'm never going to lose weight, or I'm never going to be good at this, or I'm never going to just have, you know, just step on out, you know? So I think that's, you know, to me, that's what it is. That's the success story. Just do it.
Just do it like Nike. Absolutely. That was good. That was good. Thank you, Ms. Janet. So now I want you to tell us, how do we connect with you? Well, first off, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
You know, you know, it's interesting when you think about it. I think about anybody listening today who is struggling with any one of these things. You know, it doesn't matter if you, and you know, when I say a toxic marriage or an abusive marriage, it doesn't mean, it can just be somebody who is treating you bad and not giving you the support you need. It doesn't have to be as extreme as my case. It can be somebody who's calling you names or just not nice to you. It can, if you're drinking too much and you just think, man, I shouldn't be drinking it. If you're having those questions, any of those things, I would say, you know, listen to your heart, listen to your gut. You know, don't let fear keep you in those negative ways and those bad behaviors and things that are not good for you. Stop putting yourself last, ladies.
Yes.
You only get this one precious life. And if you don't, and if you wait and wait and wait, it's going to be over. So take care of yourself and do things that make you happy. Put yourself first.
Love it. Love it. Now tell us, how can we connect with you?
You know, I've got a little Facebook Live on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I get on there and talk about anything. You never know what you're going to see on there. But I, you know, I talk about this week was about connection. You know, I've talked about daylight savings times. I've talked about health and wellness. But anyway, I'd love for you guys to join me on the Facebook Live. My Facebook page is Bliss Beyond the Buzz. And then I can be reached email at info@blissbeyondthebuzz. I do, you know, coaching. I do have, like I said, my book's coming out in July, My Bliss Beyond the Buzz. So I tell my story a little bit. And then I also move forward into how you can, you know, how things can be better for you. So I love helping ladies and, you know, sometimes you don't know what to do. You just know something doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
And you're not even sure what the next steps are. Just having somebody sit and listen and let you get your thoughts out and, yeah, and walk through what you want. A lot of times as ladies, we don't even look at what we want. We're so busy looking at what everybody else wants and what we, yes, need to do, what we should do, what we are, that there is no time for us to even process or think about what we want. So I definitely say it's a good idea to, you know, sign up and have a couple coaching sessions and just find out what your values are, what you want to do when you grow up before, yes, it's too late.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love your energy, Ms. Janet. Thank you so much for joining us here on Power Conversations Podcast, where we have a new episode out every Thursday at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time on all your major listening platforms. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we will see you all next time.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.